This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Ohio Governor John Kasich returns to New Hampshire today. The Republican presidential hopeful is holding three town hall meetings in Henniker, New London, and Lebanon. And he joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. You say that President Obama overstepped his bounds in the renaming of Mount McKinley to its Native American name. The peak had been named after former president and Ohio native, of course, William McKinley. Are you saying that the president doesn't have the authority, or you simply just disagree with the decision?
You know, I haven't checked our Constitution when it comes to naming mountaintops. If I become president, I'm going to name it back Mount McKinley, okay? Look, I'm not, you know, this is not something we appreciate or agree with in Ohio. And, you know, look, I don't know why he had to do this. President McKinley, the reason the mountain was named that way, my understanding is a guy was out there climbing. He saw this big peak and he wanted to celebrate the achievements of McKinley. So he named it Mount McKinley. So if I win, well, I'll put him on notice. We're just going to have to change all the signs. Maybe they shouldn't take the signs down. They should leave them up, because when I get in, I'm going to move it back.
We'll move on. You know, last time you were in New Hampshire, Governor, you spoke at an education summit, and that's a topic where you stray from most Republicans in your support of the Common Core standards. How do you win over GOP voters who see those standards as a federal overreach?
Well, I think I pretty well explained what it was all about. What we do in Ohio, and I would hope that people would do around the country, is we've imposed higher standards in our schools with curriculum to meet the higher standards written by local school boards with parental advisors. So I don't see that. In fact, I see that as local control. And so when we talk about federal overreach, we don't appreciate any federal overreach. In fact, I'd like to take the K-12 dollars and bundle them together and let the states be able to design education in terms of what will work for them.
Let's move on now to immigration. You once supported a bill that would have amended the Constitution to eliminate birthright citizenship. Do you still hold that position?
No, I do not, and you know that I don't. And look, you sign on the bills, you know, it's not like the end of the world, and I just don't think it's an issue that we need to pursue. I think it's divisive, and I think what we need to do is build the fence, make it clear to people who come in once that fence is built, if you sneak in again, you're going back. We don't want no excuses. You're going back. And for those that are here, the 12 million, 11 million, that if you have not committed a crime, then I think you can be on a path to legalization. And then finally, I think we ought to have a guest worker program where people can come in, work, and then go back. And then finally, I think it's worth taking a look at the entire visa process that we have in this country and get these things straightened out.
Governor Kasich, on national security, you've said you support sending in troops to fight a ground war against the so-called Islamic State. Now, long term, what would your strategy be for stabilizing that region? Can it be done?
Well, I think, first of all, let's deal with the crisis. And I think we should be part of a coalition that should destroy ISIS. And it's either you pay me now or you pay me more later. Secondly, I think we also have to engage in the battle of ideas. I think there's a military side of this, but I also think there's an idea side of this. And when we see young people trying to gravitate to ISIS, we've got to ask ourselves what's going on, and not just young people, but highly educated people, successful people. And so it's not just the battle on the battlefield, but it's also winning the battle of ideas and making it clear, particularly with all the great religions of the world, you don't get a trip to paradise by blowing up women and children or anybody else in a marketplace, destroying all. I mean, these people are, this is an attack on Western civilization, and the civilized world needs to stand up and say enough.
But in the short term, by putting boots on the ground, do you think that would exasperate the situation?
No, I think it would destroy ISIS and would begin to unravel the caliphate and begin to deal with these horrific things we read about every day.
You don't worry about a vacuum being formed and yet another group moving in.
No, I don't. That's not my concern.
Ohio Governor John Kasich in New Hampshire today campaigning for president. Thanks so much.
Hey, listen, always a pleasure. We'll do it again. Thank you.